a fantastic farcical ingredient. There truly is a fantastic farcical ingredient to the way Holocaust numbers are, quote unquote, calculated. Maybe chucked merrily about would be a better verb to use. Thus, I have been quietly reading, and I'm struck by firstly these two books. Book one, The Dissolution of Eastern European Jewry by Walter N. Sanning, 1983, and book two, Dimension des Völkermords by Wolfgang Benz, 8 years later, 1991. The first puts the unexplained losses of European Jewry at a total of 300,000. That kind of dovetails in with the documented International Red Cross figures of 271,301. The second book, however, puts the total at, wait for it, roll of the drums, 6 million Jews. Now, respectfully, unfortunately, my tongue stuck firmly in cheek. They cannot both be correct. The second number is 20 times larger. That's 2,000%. The whole farce, basically believe in mourn or go to jail, becomes even more entertaining when you put another two books together side by side, both published by avowed members of the Jewish tribe, famed, as we all know, for their impartiality, freedom from prejudice, devoid of any agenda, and guaranteed to be careful, conscientious historical researchers, interested only in the facts, no axe to grind. Book three, The Destruction of the European Jews, by world-famous, highly decorated la-di-da Raoul Hilberg, 2003. And book four, The War Against the Jews, by Lucy Davidovich. These two stalwart, much-fated experts on the tiniest details may be wholly relied upon to have stated the solid facts with pinpoint accuracy. So let's look at their respective figures for the location of Holocaust victims. The distribution per site. They are very close, as you will see below. Not. Figures are for book 3 versus book 4. Auschwitz, 1 million versus 2 million. Double. Book 4 wins 200%. Treblinka, 800,000 versus 800,000. 0% difference, identical. Amazing. Maybe somebody peaked. Belzec, 435,000 versus 600,000. 138% larger. Book 4 wins. Sobibor, 150,000 versus 250,000. 166% larger. Book 4 wins. Chelmno, 150,000 versus 340,000. That's more than double bigger. Book 4 wins. Majanek, 50,000 versus 1,380,000. That's 18 times larger, 1,800%. Book 4 wins. Now then, total camp deaths, book 3, 2,585,000 versus book 4, 5,370,000. Double difference. Book 4 wins more than. But now you've got the problem. What happened to the 6 million Jews? Oh my gosh, we've only got 2,585,000 dead Jews. Bah, no problem. Watch this. Deaths at other locations. Book 3 says 2,515,000 versus book 4 can only manage 563,000. Book 3 is suddenly 5 times larger than book 4, giving a grand total of 5,100,000 versus 5,933,000. See? Magic, problem solved. I invite the kind reader in the privacy of his or her quiet mind to study these numbers. I then invite you respectfully below to record which version of my summary you judge closer to the truth, the polite scholarly academic one or t'other one. A. These numbers show a broad consensus among two famed, well-respected Holocaust scholars that the total Jewish deaths in the Holocaust may be accurately and reliably fixed at between 5 and 6 million Jewish deaths. There is no problem. Or, these numbers show a wide-ranging divergence, bordering on the cockamamie ludicrous. It's laughable. It is clear these guys are just sucking it out of their thumbs as they go along. In addition, Raoul Hilberg, maybe wined and dined in Jerusalem, but nobody can forget his screaming, plummeting demise in the Ernst Zundel trial in Canada. The whole 6 million Jews saga is so riddled with make-believe, hocus-pocus and baloney that nobody with an ounce of discretion or bare double digits on the IQ scale should take this tearjerker, extortionist, play for sympathy, codswallop remotely seriously. I remain, however, humbly, Moggy Merrick.